Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
Coffee Break Logistics and Supply Chain. This is a very good day here in Southern California. It cannot be better because we have a lot of friends that they are going to be joining us today. So I'm very happy. And that's probably the most important part for me today, Friday, coffee break. Hey, I got everything. I got coffee. Let me show you. And I got my friends. So first of all, my dear co-host, Benita Lee. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me. This is going to be fun. Everyone's met Ian from a few weeks ago before you guys went to the TPM. Yeah. But they've not yet met Aura. So really excited about this conversation.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. TPM, I mean, when you're saying TPM, I mean, it seems to be that it's been like a year ago already. Everything go quite fast, but we are going to have a nice conversation. We are going to be talking about multiple different things, trucks, track and trace, I don't know, everything in between. I mean, what exactly we are solving for the industry. So they have a very nice partnership. So we are going to see what's going on. So let's invite them to our show.
Let's find out more.
Hey, Ian, Aura, how are you?
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yes. Where are you guys at? I mean, this is a beautiful studio.
We are in one of our warehouses in Compton.
Okay. So,
and we have this studio that it's super legit. What you see, we're sitting at a table. The table is there's two more chairs in front. There you go. There's two chairs there with two mics, total of four mics. And then there's like a bougie lounge, manly cigar area over here with like some old school leather chairs that would, I'm telling you, would fit very, very well with your musical intro. I can picture that's where they would be sitting with the musical intro like that.
Yeah. Beautiful interview area.
It smells like leather in here.
Oh.
So, tell me, what is the reason behind you guys have a studio?
Eventually, it would be to conduct podcasts. We have, with JCT, we have actually a media team. It's a separate company. It's called Intrepid Media that produces our commercials, as a professional photographer, professional producer, videographer, kind of whatever was needed to basically as a company to put something on social media or out to the public, we have that. And the podcast studio was icing on the cake. And realistically, I would say we're 30 days, maybe 45 days out from starting one ourselves. And this studio is, it's cool.
Yeah, I would assume that you spend a lot of time in that studio, right?
I'm trying, I actually, last show was the second time I'd ever been in here. I had not had a reason yet. So since then, it's like, heck, this is cool. It's I always find these cool because it's not what we do.
Uh-huh.
And
right,
you know, it's how boring it, logistics is boring.
I don't agree with that.
This is fun.
I don't agree either.
Yeah, well, I have a different opinion. I mean, logistics is not boring. I mean,
yeah,
every single day is different.
Ian,
yes, Ian, if we're talking to each other, it's fun. Sleep. If I'm talking to my wife about it, my wife hates it.
I agree with that.
It's to the outside world, more to the outside world.
Right. Yeah.
And to the fact that all of us, we are in logistics and supply chain, and look what we are doing right now. So this is fun.
That's true. And we all do something different. All of us here today, we all do something different.
Yes, that is correct. So let me start from the beginning. Ona, thank you for joining us today. I mean, it's a pleasure that you have spent some time with us today. So it is a happy day for Coffee Break Logistics and Supply Chain. So welcome.
Thank you.
Let us know about you because, I mean, Ian was here, so forget about Ian. No, worry about it. So let us know about you.
Yeah. So my name is Aura. It's short for actually Aurelie, but since a lot of people can't pronounce Aurelie because it gets transformed in multiple different ways, I go simply with Aura, which is easier, and everyone remembers. It's like Aura. Oh, I like an Aura. Yeah. So it's so much easier. And so I am the head of marketing at Blue Cargo. And so I'm a one-man team or a one-woman team.
Okay.
And I take care of every single aspect of marketing, whether it's demand gen marketing, meaning everything that's newsletter, social media, community engagement, etc. I do also everything that is PR, so public relation, press release, journalist also relationship. I create content, so I also am the content creator. And and at some point, hopefully, doing more videos or things like podcast or, you know, like what we are doing today. So one day.
So technically, you are the backbone of the company.
That's what some people say. I think I'm like a promoter, and so it's basically being able to communicate around the brand, around the tools, and doing some very educational pieces. Because so not only on the platform itself, but also I became some sort of an expert in terms of per diem.
Okay.
Because I studied the everything that is in the UIIE agreement. I was close at some point with the FMC during the trial against Hapag-Lloyd. Okay. And I've been collaborating with attorneys at law, at the FMC, and I'm very close to some of them. And the idea is that to educate as much as we can also on what's happening in the industry to give the tool and the power to the logistics providers, whether it's trucking companies, freight forwarders, shippers as well, because there are a lot of content or a lot of material out there that are unknown to those logistics providers. And I think it's very important when you're informed and you have the correct information to your, you know, to your power, then you can make informed decisions and you can also defend yourself better when it comes to mitigating
100%
late fees. And as a matter of fact,
that's actually how we met. She was a.
Ooh, tell us the story.
She was our account manager, and I was giving them a hard time at the time because she wears many hats. She's not telling you this, but she wears many hats. I guess smaller organizations in terms of headcount, you know, people have to wear a lot of hats. And she was actually our implementation person because I was at the time, this was probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was giving them a hard time that. No, I don't want this. Yeah, right. What are you going to do better than I already do? And then, no, let me come in and show you. And then where we're at today is we're buddies and we collaborate on different marketing ideas for between ourselves, and as well as marketing empty returns and per diems to the world.
Beautiful. I mean, and this is probably the main reason. I mean, when I find out that you guys have some collaboration, I said, this is perfect because this is something that I support all the time. This is something that is very important in business. And you guys are doing a very good team.
We're trying. This is our first podcast, but we also do parties.
I heard it was a good one.
Aurélie sounds to me like a French name. Is that correct? Yes.
Yeah. So I'm originally from the French part of Belgium. Okay. And so I left the country over there in 2008, January 2008. But originally before working in the logistics industry, I was working in the entertainment industry. In the production space on movies, TV shows, etc. And I started pivoting slowly to having my own production company or media company, and then I ended up doing complete marketing.
Okay. But everything is related.
Yeah.
In nowadays world, yeah, everything marketing wise, they're all related because how easy it is to like, not necessarily easy to make, but easy to like post or throw out because you can do it independently. You don't have to pay some crazy advertising company to put it on a billboard. Yep. You can do it online, like with your cell phone. Not as, you know, but it's more to that, more than that, but the ideas and it's very time consuming. It can be depending on how much you get into it.
Yeah, definitely. Aurélie, you mentioned that you have some relationship with the FMC and the lawyers and stuff like that. Is there any background related to that as well?
So when I onboarded with Blue Cargo, they just launched the what we call the Per Diem Archive. And the Per Diem Archive is a tool that allows you to go back in time to pick and download the UIIA compliant documentation to dispute or mitigate per diem fees. Mm-hmm. And one of our customers filed a charge complaint again that ocean carrier, and the attorney at law that was in charge of the trial contacted us. But by the time we launched the Per Diem Archive and by the time the FMC reached out, I started documenting. As a marketing person, you have to document yourself. Like every single day, you have to read the news. You have to read what's going on in the industry. You have to document yourself on very important pieces of information. And that Per Diem part, you know, there is so many text of laws or rules. It's different in California from New York, New Jersey, for example, et cetera. And so when I started the conversation with the FMC, when they actually started using the platform, we got, you know, different demos and training, et cetera. And I was able to actually have conversations with, and if he watches that, the show this morning, I'm saying hi to Gabriel Padilla, who was the attorney at, you know, in charge of being trained at that time, and you know, starting from there, I learned so much from them, from everything that they are doing in terms of bills and action to protect as much as possible the truckers and
these per diem, like the archives that she's referring to, it's like the tax code. It's this thick, not really, but like you can imagine there's so many ins and outs. And in logistics, you have, you know, think of it like the director of logistics or the logistics manager or whoever handles it at the particular function, like the company handles that function. There's hundreds of thousands of people that have to understand that you won't understand it. It's like taxes. How many people do their own taxes when they, you know, you can do it for a single person, but when you get to like oh, the deductions and the you hire an accountant. Why? Because they understand, instead of this much of the book, they understand this much of the book. You know what I mean? So what she understands is enough to feed back in myself. It's the same position, the same knowledge, to defend the, I would say, like Joe Public, who ships containers. Like, they need a defense mechanism. And I see a really good friend of ours is Steve Ferreira, who has a show called Ocean Channel, called Ocean Audit. And he had just brought this up this morning. How many people have actually done an FMC filing as of now? And it's like under 100. Why? And I think it's just knowing how that process works and getting in tune to the process, or actually talking to the right people. That's the name of the game. Most of these people probably aren't talking to the right person or don't know who to talk to. And their trucker or... You know, they either don't have it, or their trucker's not doing it. Of which, time to get a new trucker. There are ways that people can defend themselves, and I just don't know if they're in tune, because there's so many of them to get in touch with all at the same time. Hopefully, these podcasts, like, you know, it's, we reach millions, we go viral, because that would be awesome, and they see that there's an outlet. People, I need to understand that there is an outlet for you, and to basically utilize it. One, two, there are options that you could do when it is, and that from a truck standpoint, from a data standpoint, it exists. Use it. So I'm sorry, I didn't get cut off, but like, it was that the amount of data that needs to be understood, like when it comes to anything U.S. law related, it's just like, we understand logistics. Why do we have to understand the law? Let's get someone else to understand the law, and that understands at least their piece and what pertains to them. And then let's do what we do. So someone with those additional tools, is that much better than the competition, but it's just a matter of knowing that those additional tools exist.
And I'm not saying that I know all of it, right? Just enough and what's important to help the community.
We know enough to get invited to the party.
Just enough to be dangerous.
I mean, on my way here to the thing, this podcast room today, I got a text saying that someone's looking to sign up with us, a new customer, and they want to know how do we fight per diem, because they want to see if it's any better than their old previous carrier. And I'm like, yeah. So you want me to show you how to do it so you can show them? I don't think so. It doesn't work like that. Just trust me, it's better. If you're having to pay the per diem for something that wasn't your fault, yeah, we're better. Because it's not the shipper's fault.
Yeah, we're going to go back to what exactly that means and how big is the problem, right?
Sure.
Let me continue a certain path. Aurélie, tell me in one sentence, what exactly is Blue Cargo?
It's a software that helps actors in the supply chain and logistics to move containers faster in and out of the port and avoid or help them mitigate late fees, demurrage, and per diem.
Excellent. Now it's clear for me. what is the relationship between Blue Cargo and Yeast?
So as Ian was explaining a little bit earlier, I visited the office a couple of times, and I spent some time actually with Ian and other teammates at JCT to see how, you know, we could help them in the process for while in using Blue Cargo, and we got along really, really well. And there was a form of trust that kind of happen right away.
For sure.
And
she's awesome.
Some sort of like authenticity as well, you know, like saying straightforward, being straightforward. And we kept in, you know, like we keep in touch quite often. You know, we text each other. We help each other. We party together. Yeah. And then when at the end of December last year, basically, I was working on getting some success stories as part of, you know, to share with our customers, to share with other, you know, trekkers or shippers. And I thought, well, we should do a success story with JCT because they saved over $8 million last year.
Sure.
And so I text Ian and he says, why don't we do a video? And I said, oh, you're talking my language right there. And then he called me right away, like right away.
Yeah.
And then that's how we started the collaboration on the commercial that you saw at TPM.
Now, this question is for Ian, of course. The problem that you are solving that you were not able to do, before, today that you have a partnership with Blue Cargo, what is exactly the level that you have achieved in your company that you weren't before?
Rewind back to pre-COVID days.
Okay. Like
we as an industry, and you've seen someone touch a container or whatever, the container movement, how many containers at that time, and you can go port, you know, nationwide, port wide, like any port, how many containers at that time had per diem? Would you have like 2 out of 100, like maybe 3 out of 100? Where at that time, our entire industry was like, oh, you just bill it. And then the person, oh, you just pay it. Because it was minimal. It was like a day or two or whatever it may be. It was a drop in the bucket for the grand scheme of what the container movement was at the time. Then we hit COVID. We had return restrictions. And then it was everything got bananas, busy, and space became an issue. When space became an issue, so did the ability to return the empty containers. That said, the empty container process is, for most lines, is digital. Like there's EDI or API or whatever they use on their end, and it automatically sends. Well, all of a sudden, you're like, what was happening was, let's say, I'm just going to make up a steamship line, but let's say I pick up an MSC container on Monday, I deliver it to the warehouse, it's empty on Tuesday. The customer knows it's empty. All parties related know it's empty. And now it's Tuesday. Well, fast forward 3 weeks, I haven't been able to return the container. Now all of a sudden I go to return the container and 3 months later, you see an invoice for $8,000 and you're like, huh? Well, times by night, instead of 3% of containers were receiving per diem before, now you've got 97% of containers are receiving these tickets because you can't get rid of the boxes. Well,
no appointments, gates closed, closed for receiving, dual transaction restrictions, or certain containers have to be returned at certain terminals.
Exactly. And 90, now instead of 3%, you're at 97%. Most every single container moving is receiving a per diem bill. Why? What the heck is this? I didn't budget for this, BCO or forwarder. I didn't budget for this. This is not my fault. Well, they get loud and as it not my fault. Now you got 10, 20. Now the whole industry is like, FMC help, exporter help. And then they just start losing it. Mm-hmm. Well, there is that losing it. We're on different angles in a little bit because she's trying to protect the market. I'm trying to protect my customers. I honestly don't care what happens in the market. I don't care what happens to the 10 guys down the street. They're not my guys. So how do I protect my guys is kind of the avenue. So we started doing stuff internal and on my side from a truck side. And over time, it's we started implementing more and more. And like she said, in 2022, we were able to get refunded a little. It was about $8.3 million in erroneous per diem bills that we don't think that we should have been billed because it's not something of our fault, or, you know, we did our due diligence and we just, you know, I just don't think and fair comes into play at that time.
Right. Now, based on the amount of money that it was refunded, I mean, who is getting that money? I mean, and why? I mean, if it's, you were able to get the refund of that, then that means that this is not 100% accurate.
Which, what do you, I'm sorry, the money itself is actually not real money. It's not realized money. It's right. It's just an invoice, and it's a cancellation of an invoice. So the invoice actually just never occurs, as opposed to it gets removed or deleted.
No. I understand that. What I'm saying is, let's say that I have my company. I'm going to issue an invoice for up to $8 million. Sure. And then it happened to be that I have to remove those invoices. Something is wrong, completely wrong, right? Because it's just throwing darts and see what it sticks.
Yeah, that's kind of, I would say, I believe that that's called steamship line billing. I believe that's what that's called. But no, it's just, again, it goes back to it's all automatic. So it's not necessarily, they don't have somebody throwing the darts. It's the computers making the darts. And the
and that's my point. I mean, let's say that is automated or whatever the case may be. But as a company, if I allow that to happen, that invoices are going to fly for X amount of dollars, and then I have to retrieve those because they're not accurate, then my policies are wrong, completely wrong. What is the wrong part in this picture?
As well as you don't have the manpower to battle every single container you have, every 97%, right? 97 mm-hmm. out of 100 containers. Now you've just added like three additional functions. Like you have to dispute, you have to collect, you have to like gather the information necessary to like make yourself to say, this is why it's the steamship line process is guilty until proven innocent is how it works. And if you received an invoice, you're guilty. It's not my problem. You're guilty. Well, tell me why you're not guilty. And you're like, oh, because you're having to do it on every single container. And you don't have those. You never hired up, like saying you just didn't hire up for it. And now all of a sudden, as a logistics manager, you not only do ocean and let's say U.S. trucking, but you're doing per diem, you're doing steamship line, you're doing invoice auditing. And now you're like, what? Wait, who will be performing these functions? And for us and where we have come, we do. And that's how we can help others. You know, as a logistics manager, you've got, let's say, five different pieces. Well, Aura and I take off two or three of those pieces and allow the concentration levels to be, you know, to be had on more so the day-to-day functions that are supposed to be under the logistics manager.
This is too crazy. And still, I don't understand that, but I mean, it's only me, right?
What is it that
the market
that you don't understand? Is that the billing for the program?
Yeah, that is exactly correct. Because I mean, if I issue an invoice that is not accurate, I'm going to be in a huge trouble in my company, right?
So yeah, they won't like you. The customer won't like you if that happens. The customer won't like you if that happens.
Yeah, they're going to fire me, right?
But the ocean carriers,
if it's too high, then they're going to suit me.
So the ocean carriers are kind of like the kings and the queens, right? Because they own the containers. Without steamship lines and ocean carriers, we wouldn't be able to import or export. And so they are the ones holding the cards in their hands. And so we have to abide by those rules. And,
sure. And it's very specific rules. I agree with you 100%. What you're asking for, I believe the question you're asking is something that like the FMC is looking at into now.
Yeah.
Where that process, because what's supposed to start happening, and I believe that Maersk has announced it, that they're going to start doing it. But in years past, the per diem is most of it, and it depends on contracts, but it bills the trucker, where the trucker is absorbs and battles. And what the argument, per se, I'm not involved in that piece, but the argument that I hear is that, hey, I'm the trucker. I have no relation to the, you know, this invoice. I am not a friend of this three-way with the customs, the forwarder. I'm not involved in this. Why are you billing me? It's not my fee, and I have no leg to stand on because you're not my customer, meaning to the line, where what's going to shift, and I guess everyone's going to start doing it, but they're going to shift to the who would be the notifying party. That said, it could be the forwarder or it could be the end BCO. It depends on the again, it goes back to the contract. But that's still, once that changes, that alleviates the truck, who in this case would be me. It alleviates for me from having to pay it, but now it just changes the conversation. It's the same. They're still billing it, but it's this, now I have to talk to my forwarder or BCO customer and say, like, look, this occurred. Because what will happen is money's still due. Now the invoice is being sent to like some party that has no idea on data collection of empty returns in LA, because they're handling LA, New York, Savannah, Chicago, and Seattle. And they're like, what? I'm not the guy on a one container level. I am the, you know, us as a logistics company, I'm moving all these containers. Well, it's that shift is going to be scary, I'll tell you, when they start receiving those invoices, because those people, they have to be on top of them. If you're not on top of them and they start like, I'm an ops guy. And to me, visually, I see functions of people. And that's an additional function that this person is having to do.
Your friend Steve is here.
Yeah, there he is.
Hey, Steve. Great to see you on the screen, I guess.
You know what? So now that I see that picture from Steve, I mean, he has amazing jackets, right?
He has
and
awesome
glasses
jackets
too.
Yeah.
He's super super legit with the jackets. His jacket game is strong.
Just for like people that don't understand what we're talking about here, like, what was the issue with FMC and the carriers? Like, can we tell people, kind of like a three-year-old for some of them that don't?
And let me start. The FMC is supposed to be defending the consumer. And they are not doing it, by the way. So you guys can continue because you guys are the experts.
When it gets
to FMC is a federal maritime commission.
Yeah, when it gets to FMC level, I'm out. the FMC is the governing body of what would be the ocean movement. So anything involving a container, the FMC is supposed to be like the judge, the jury of to help, the governmental arm to help. Let me put it that way. The governmental arm that helps. Now, a lot of times when dealing with international policy, your governmental arm may not be your most apt to aiding and assisting should problems arise. Now, what happened here, COVID years, was we had what would be probably, according to the FMC, now this is me making up numbers, but they had 30 years worth of complaints all within like 3 months. And they're like, whoa, where is this coming from? What's going on? Because go back years past, 3% of the containers, again, I'm making those numbers up, but it's that drastic of a difference. 3% of containers actually had per diem invoices. At that time, it was like, again, minimal. I'm not paying attention to it. Pay it. It goes away.
Okay.
Well, when companies, they allocate certain allotments for per diem on an annual basis. Well, when that allotment gets to be, in the millions, which was supposed to be in the, let's say, 10 to 20,000, something's way off. Let's take a look at this. And that happened with everyone. So and everyone, when they started getting those invoices, then it's like, whoa, because the end user, the invoice, the per diem invoice that I'm referring to, it could take 30 days, but a lot of what was happening is it was taking like months. So in the beginning, no one knew this was occurring other than the trucker. No one knew all of this movement was going on because there were no invoices being sent, because it hit everyone at the same time with exactly the same containers. It was nuts. It was just like a screaming chaos.
So what are the conclusions that we can draw from that right now? I'm sure it's going to take a long time to sort out, but.
I would say my thing, and this is why we're together and why we're partners, mm-hmm. is because we help individual companies, not necessarily the market, but individual companies before it becomes an FMC issue. We're in before. So if you've already, let's say your invoice was 3 years ago and you've already paid it, not us. We are not your people. Now we can push in a direction, but we're not your people. That's not what we do. But what we do is, let's say it's 2023, on the last show, and this is what I'd say every time like that I post something, is like 2023 is the year of quiet logistics. What we can do is we can work behind the scenes to protect the customer so they're not seeing that. And that there is a system that we have in place, she has and I have, she's a part of mine that I run, that to keep it quiet. Quiet is good because it wasn't so quiet previously. And how do we do that? And I do that on an individual customer basis. So that's my goal, really. That is my sell to the market at TPM. That was my sell to the market at Manifest. That is my sell to anyone for the remainder of 2023. That's just that, because that's the market. And that's what, as a BCO, that's what they have they have a sour taste in their mouth. Don't get me wrong. Like, they're cutting checks. What's the Trans-Pacific Securities are like $1,000 right now. And they're like, yeah, $1,000 because you took my $2 million. Fine. And I'm going to keep slapping it. And I'm going to that's how they feel. And like, realistically, they may say, oh yeah, it's not going to be good for a long time. No, I have nothing to do with Ocean, but like a customer, a BCO, and I'm sure you guys have spoken to them, like they don't publicly, they may say something different, but privately, they don't care. They're like, yes, thank God it's their turn. And that's just how they feel, because they feel that they were wronged for so long.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Aurelie, I have a question. Blue Cargo, how do you guys make money?
So it is a subscription-based model. So basically you can, when you decide, so first of all, there's 2 weeks of free trial. And if you are convinced after, you know, the 2 weeks of the free trial and you realize, you know, the value of using it, then you can commit to a month to month. And once you decide to take a plan, you are into like a 12 months commitment, but you okay. can either pay a monthly fee or do a 1 year upfront payment, basically, with a discount.
So if I subscribe today, what is exactly what I'm getting as a BCO? Let's say that I am in small. If I sign with you, what exactly are you going to be getting from the beginning?
Well, BCOs have a very specific platform, you know, like they because BCOs, well, you know what a SCAC code is?
That is correct.
Okay. So BCOs don't have SCAC codes, right? And so Blue Cargo has a platform, a dashboard that is specific to them. And as a BCO, you will have access to all the documentation that you need to avoid or mitigate demurrage or per diem charges. That way you have the proof, all of the necessary proof, and then you can track and trace also all of your containers inside terminals. So you search by bill of lading, and then you are able to track the shipments inside of the terminals, if it's arrived, if it's on hold, when is the last free day, is there any demurrage on that container, and why is that? And so you can literally plan better to have your container faster in a warehouse, or avoid those demurrage fees. And those two parts for a BCO, being able to track and trace the container inside of the terminals, and, you know, be witnessing whatever is happening with the last 3 day holds, and it, you know, demurrage, hopefully not, but demurrage fees, and being able to dispute you or avoid per diem charges, really help in terms of cutting the costs for like the general freight, the general freight costs, and so optimizing those operations, especially for a BCO, it helps the whole company plan better and costs and cut costs better.
Thank you. And how old is the company, by the way? I didn't ask that question from the beginning.
Yeah, so expanding. The engineers are working on a very specific feature, and that we are going to be releasing very, very soon. It's in beta testing right now. It's going to be a smart tool to fight even better, mitigate even better the late fees. It's going to be a very smart tool where you're going to be able to see the percentage of disputable days of it on an invoice. I don't know if it's clear. Hi, Natalia. Nice to see you again, or on the screen. So that's what the engineers are working on right now. And at TPM, I don't know if you've talked, we talked about that together, Jose, but the container tracking, the track and trace is now opened nationally. So you can track and trace all of your active shipment inside all terminals by simply search with the bill of lading.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ian, this particular partnership that you guys have, I would assume that it's helping you to acquire more business, new customers. Is that the case?
Yeah, and I'm just one of several hundred, and I'm guessing how many users they have. I'm not sure. I don't. I'm one of several hundred. I'm probably the loudest. Is the reason that
that's for sure. Yes.
I am the most vocal. I've designed the process that we used. I designed it about, and it works. It works in assisting. It works in, at the end of the day, it works. So it's just a matter of, again, it's like anything else. If you use it properly, it works. If you don't use it properly, you get frustrated and you stop using it. And that's just like, it's the same when it gets down to like the driver level. If the driver doesn't like the app that he's using, he won't use it. And then you've got yourself a bigger headache. Okay, how do I make the app so the driver uses it? It's a lot of the technology that's out there now is geared towards everyone. And it's just how, I think a lot of times that the end user, not necessarily with Blue Cargo, but a lot of times the end user doesn't understand how to use it. And that's the, you know, hit your head into a wall moment. Like, it's not working. I did a post the other day, and some guy, his name was Jonathan Kemp, and he saw my, on the background on the screens, I had Excel open, and I'm just like, ah! And he's been giving me a hard time ever since. He's like, oh, how was your Excel sheets?
I know, but Jonathan, he's from Australia, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like, when it comes to technology, whatever works, you know?
And also, I have to say that how JCT is being very, very smart is that not only they're using the tools, like, you know, technology tools or whatever, but they also develop their own backup system. I'm not going to reveal the secret sauce.
I was worried. You can't see it, but I started sweating.
They have developed their own system where, you know, they're able to handle this interchange, right? This interchange of container so well that, you know, they're one of the best out here.
We've done
fantastic.
Well.
I mean, I have to see it. I never got the opportunity to see that in action. So you need to show me that.
Yes. You still need to come to the office now.
And the studio.
And the studio. Maybe we can do the whole thing here. Oh my God. All of us here.
That'd be so fun.
Right? And then I'll make sure this time I'll bring shirts. We'll all wear the same shirts.
Yes.
So, you know, realness aside, see the shirt I have today? So I had a black, I was going to wear the shirt that we had spoke about. I would post today, this is one I'm going to wear to the show. It says your number one Draymond, and it was black in color. So I went this morning, I grabbed it off of the chair on my way out the door, and my daughter stops me. And she said, no, tie-dye. So she and I made these shirts, and we made tie-dye. I don't know if you can kind of see it, but we made tie-dye number one Dre shirts, like in the backyard. And we are way into it. And if you see, it's authentic rainbow. It goes from red down. We don't screw around with the authenticity of the color order.
Right.
She knows.
Not at my house. Yeah.
So how old is your daughter?
She's 5. She'll be 6 five and a half, excuse me, if she hears this. She'll be 6 in June.
Good. So we are going to be very colorful. I mean, the day that we are going to be all together in your studio, we are going to invite Steve. Okay.
Perfect.
I need to ask him where he gets all these jackets because they are beautiful.
And glasses.
Yeah, he's good. He's super fun. He knows the stuff. He's very well rounded.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, he's an expert in this particular industry. No questions asked. So thank you, Peter. Thank you, team, for joining us today. Steve as well. Natalia, thank you so much. I mean, it's been great. I mean, that you guys are part of this. We count with you every single weekend. This is a happy hour, and we are having fun and learning a lot from the experts down below.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
This is fun. I tell you, in the beginning, I'll repeat it. It's super fun.
Yeah, is this the first time that we've had some guests that are in the same studio?
Like a duo?
A duo? Yeah. I really like it. We've had duos before, but not in the same room.
No.
I'm really liking the look.
Jose, you're close enough.
Or I mean, he's don't man, meet, man, I'm cat woman.
No more excuses.
Yeah, well... Orally told me that you're going to invite me formally, and it's going to be lunch included.
You have to issue an invite.
I will. Maybe I do like another invitation, like the party, and then we can just do it live from. Maybe we can do live from the party next time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's exactly something that should happen in this particular times. Yeah. Everything should be live.
Yeah, that's true.
Just so the people that don't know. JCT had a party during the TPM convention.
We had a kind of
We're not just like party invitation. All the time, people.
No. And honestly, that's the first function, like formally that we've done, in a long time. We have stepped up our marketing game here over the last, I would say, maybe year, give or take, to add and create new content. So it's fun because it's an adventure. It's something that we've never done before, and it's everything's new. Now, don't get me wrong, like the Dre Ops is the Dre Ops, like, but the bells and whistles are what's new, and it's fun because it's you just never know what tomorrow, let alone the fact that you never know with logistics the next day. This is like, oh my gosh, this would be awesome. Let's do this. Let's try this. And
we look forward to watching your journey and being part of it.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with the LinkedIn. Two years ago, like before I started posting, my wife had a sit down. She's like, I want to be an influencer. And like she was going to go and link. I don't know if she was going to do I don't know if she was Instagram? Gonna go Facebook or Instagram at the time. It was kind of like when Instagram was getting hot. So it was like, okay, which direction should I go? And then she's like, all right, I'm not gonna do it. Well, now now I tease her because I said, well, hey, I'm an influencer. Please don't think I'm gonna post that. stuff like that. It's fun. It's a lot of teasing at my house. It's fun. It's super fun. We just had the Persian New Year. Happy Nowruz to all. My wife's side of the family is all Persian, and we did our part for the half scene with the table, and my wife went to my daughter's school to teach the school about some of the heritage that we have at our house, and just passing that on to other kids. Super cool, super fun. Like, it was awesome that my wife did that.
Happy Nowruz, by the way.
Thank you. Happy Nowruz. That's what I've been up to. What have you been up to, Jose?
Well,
this show is about where you've been, but what are you doing?
This show is about you and orally, so forget about everything else. Now, let me ask you a better question. What is the vision that you guys have? And of course, we are going to start with orally. What is the vision for the company moving forward? What is something big that you guys are working? And then, Ian, the same question for you.
So as I was saying a little bit earlier, the engineers are working on that smart tool to analyze better the percentage of the invoice that you can dispute. So that's going to be huge. And then in the coming sprint, engineer sprint, as they say, they're going to be working on Rail, because Rail is very, very important part of the puzzle when it comes to demurrage and detention. And so Rail is, we're studying the market, what's going on with Rail, and how we can help with that.
Well, big things are coming up. I look forward to seeing it.
Yes, thank you.
For us, when it gets slow for a trucker, if they're not fixing their ops, they're looking for trouble. It's kind of where I've been. If they're not fixing it like while it's slow, they wait till it kicks back up. When it kicks back up, they're in trouble. They will get eaten alive by competition. That's what's been going on with me for the last, I'd say, however long it's been slow, whatever, you can figure it out from there. But as far as future, we are expanding into other markets. I will have assets in other markets within the next 90 days. And I will basically, I'm going to duplicate the JCT into other markets and run a similar, I'm an ops guru. I may not come across it. That's my thing when I'm not on camera and I'm instructing, directing, or organizing some sort of operations plan as far as how something's going to run. And so with the JCT ops, what we do works, and it works very well. So I'm going to duplicate that in additional markets. I'm 3 months, give or take 90 days away from opening number one. And then we'll get that underway, and then we'll go number two and number three and so on. I'm not a national broker guy. I'm not that guy. But my goal is to, when a bid packet does come out that I can provide, like let's say they've got six terminals, six ports, if you will, or ports of entry. If I can get myself involved in, let's say, three, and I know I'm putting my assets on it, I'm a huge, that in itself is a huge asset to whoever I'm speaking to at the time. Because the asset control is, I'm the guy pulling, it's my asset. I'm in control, and it'll help. It smooths the entire process.
So, I mean, this is a tough question probably, for most of the companies. I know your product, right? And orally, I mean,
I'm hers.
You guys do, I'm sorry?
My product or her product?
Both. I mean, we know what is the product that you sell, right? But in reality, what is exactly what you're selling? If someone is going to ask you, what exactly are you selling? I mean, yeah, you provide the trucks for the duration and stuff like that. The data that is needed.
I'm selling a solution that someone can take their mind off at the moment, all of their Los Angeles, Long Beach import volume. That's what I sell. How do I do that is through the operations. But, and you know what? Last time I was on the show and it's really hit me. You asked a question and it really bothered me with what my answer was at the time, because I thought about it and I've just been, it's been eating at me alive. And you, what you just said reminded me of. And you asked me tell the audience about myself and what would be an ideal customer for me. And I put my foot in my mouth when I first started speaking, because I said, you know what? Oh, it would be a large, blah, blah, blah. But that first thing I'm like, oh my gosh, I sound like our sales department on a telemarketing call. That sounds disgusting, because I started listening to that again. And I've been writing this speech here of recent, unrelated to this, but I'm filming something after this, and the speech, like, it, that was it. What is an ideal customer to me? And I was thinking about it, and it is someone that wants to work with me, someone that trusts me. And if you trust me, then I'm going to make it happen. I personally, as a human being, I don't want to lose that trust. So that's what I work towards. How do I not lose that trust? And I do whatever the heck I need to do, operations, to make that happen, and design something so that doesn't happen, so I don't put my foot in my mouth. And all of a sudden, I keep my container flow keeps coming. And then all of a sudden, the next guy next door is like, oh my gosh, he does that for you. And I knock that guy down. Oh my gosh, he does that for you. I get that guy. I get that guy. And it just, I run an honest program. And those people can feel it when they come in. I'm telling you.
100%.
I make them feel it, because as I am with you right now, and as live, and even though I'm, you know, one coffee in, this is me 24/7. This is my life. This is what I sound like if we were having a conversation, you know, out in the hallway. I'm like this all the time.
I confirm.
I enjoy what I do. And
I'm so glad you got a redo. We're at 2 minutes now.
Woohoo! It time flies.
It does.
Yeah. It's like super fun. But yeah, no, that's my ideal customer, is someone that wants to work with me. Because if I can get that person, not necessarily get them, but if they understand what I'm, and we're speaking the same language, and at the end of the day, like, for instance, let's say, Jose, you're giving me containers, right? And you know, like, we're buddies, and I'm going to do in what's your best interest every single time. We don't even have to talk. Like, now you don't have to worry about that. Now you're going to sell Houston or Seattle, wherever your shipments are coming in. Now that's the next market that you try to get your the way I hear it is, people look for me in other markets. They don't have me in other markets but that's provider specific. And if they don't have that provider that they're looking for, like, I want to be him.
Excellent. Rami, what it would be the main reason why companies should look for a partner or to partnership with others?
Ian was had one keyword to me that is one of the most important one, is trust. Once you know that you can trust a partner, whether it's in the business relationship, in terms of the global operations, or because of the exchange of tools, exchange of, you know, also, I think also trust also comes with favors. If one of, you know, because I if you have a customers, you are some sort also, that customer is, you are also that customer of that customer. So it becomes a one-to-one winning relationship. And so you have to be willing also to do favors. And as you were saying, to keep that trust, because if you keep that trust, you're basically keeping your words and actions real. And that's, you know, the most important, yeah, I think, in a collaboration, in a partnership, respect and trust.
100%.
Great, great. Any last words from Aurélie or Ian or both?
When you can find the respect and trust, you'll know it. You'll know it, because not everyone has it now and they think they have it. But when you find what it really is, like, you'll know it. Why? Because all of a sudden, all of that, I would say, the liability that you have hanging over your, like, in your head, not necessarily over your head, but in your head, like, oh my gosh, did he pick it up? Did he do this? Da, 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 da. All of those pieces, that noise just goes to sleep. When that noise can go to sleep, you will know I have found it.
Yeah. And also, I would say that if I was a BCO and knowing that I was working with JCT, to me, I would, I would have peace of mind, but my well-being in general would be, you know, like, enhanced, because I wouldn't have to worry about that piece anymore, right? All I have to do as a BCO or logistic director at a BCO, you know, or a shipper department, I know that all of that is being taken care of. I can just focus on inventory, for example. Right. And so that means I have more time for myself, maybe more time with my family. I can do outdoor activities better because I don't have that in my head anymore. And, you know, like, it's JCT is enhancing lives.
Yes. See, do you see this hair here?
This was dark. I feel like we should do a series.
Say it again.
A series?
Yeah. I feel like we could do a series.
Oh, we could be a show, us four. Totally. We will write some content. Maybe we'll have, that's what we'll do. We'll have a show. We'll write content and we'll bring you guys on. And then we can ask you questions.
Yes.
Hey, it is always a way.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in.
And without any question, I mean, something that I support is the partnerships, because we can do anything by ourselves, right? So definitely we find a partner, and the right partner, and we get the trust, and definitely we can do anything that we would like to do.
Yeah.
And I always said, we are better together because we win together.
Stronger. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember the movie, the Lego movie?
I haven't seen that one. I've got girls.
Oh, you should ask. I should love it because of
all
the song.
All princesses,
songs.
Yes.
It's basically, how does it go again? It's, everything is awesome when you work as a team. Do you remember that song? No?
No.
So there is an awesome song in there, and it's basically, even though if it's in the Lego movie and it's in a, like, you know, but it's true. It's true to life, so...
Absolutely.
Collaboration, partnership.
Legos are true to life. Lego, if you're listening, we'll take your containers.
Yeah, that's going to be my weekend watch.
We are going to try that. So any final thoughts, Benita?
I'm going to watch Lego this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've never seen that movie anyway, so I need to try it and see what is that about.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Legoland, but not seen the movie.
I'm sure she'll love it.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I mean, it's been fantastic. I mean, Aura, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Very cool.
Ian, same thing. I mean, let's keep in touch and see what else we can do.
I'll let you know when I have the custom shirt ready for you guys.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be asking for that shirt, definitely. Okay, so until next time, I mean, be well. And,
be well.
We are going to see you back again here next Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Coffee Break Logistics and Supply Chain. So it was a pleasure for me. So I'm hoping that everyone enjoyed this.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.